Lifelong learning is a foundation for civil preparedness and democratic resilience. Helsinki, the 18th of September 2025. How can lifelong learning strengthen society's ability to handle crises and promote democratic participation? That question was at the heart of the workshop, Building Civil Preparedness Through Lifelong Learning, a Guide to Resilience, hosted by the Nordic Network for Lifelong Learning, NLL, as part of the conference Media Literacy and Democracy Education for Societal Resilience, held at Majansali Hall, Helsinki Central Library UD. The workshop explored how lifelong learning can contribute to civil preparedness and democratic resilience in an increasingly complex and uncertain world. Three speakers shared their insights. Jukka Vati, Senior Lead, Foresight and Training, Sitra, Finland. Transformation of the Security Environment, Hugo Wester, Director of Education, Swedish National Agency for Education, Sweden, and Ingai Berg Olofsson, Teacher, Västerbotten Folk High School, Sweden. Democracy Step by Step, a model for a systematic whole school approach on education for democracy, Olav Soling, former rector and advisor in adult education, Norway. Strengthening Resilience Through Lifelong Learning, the role of study associations and adult education in the Nordic model. The session was moderated by Johanni Larginko, national coordinator for NLL in Finland. Vox Pop, what are you taking away from today's session? Round Pushpin Majansali Hall, UD, Helsinki. Lee Edwards, professor, London School of Economics, UK. The first presentation on the future and transformation of security environment was really inspiring. It challenged the assumption that we are future-oriented. In reality, we often think in the present. The recognition that we constantly think that we are thinking about the future, but actually we are very reactive, and we think in the present, this squeezes our thinking for a very short time frame. That short-term mindset limits our ability to prepare for what's ahead. Q. If you have to describe the session with one word or phrase, what would it be? Inspiring and creative. Thulani Lindberg, consultant, National Agency of Education and Quality, DK. What I'm taking with me from today is the complexity surrounding the democracy ladder and the whole school approach. Maybe it's actually a whole society approach when we talk about democracy across generations. I found many interesting perspectives, fewer concrete solutions, but I'm taking those perspectives with me. Very inspiring. Q. If you have to describe the session with one word or phrase, what would it be? That's hard to say. The session went in different directions, but I think what sums it up for me is, there's a burning platform, but also a lot of potential. Christine Flacke, Head of Youth Section, European Wergeland Center, We live in a time where everything is urgent, but the most important thing we can do is to build democratic citizens with the resilience to face future challenges. And for that, we need to think in longer time perspectives. The conference, held on the 18th to the 19th of September 2025, was organized by the Co-Presidency of Finland and ALAND of the Nordic Council of Ministers, in collaboration with the Finnish Ministry of Education and Culture, Nordic Culture Point, the Nordic Council, the Finnish National Agency for Education, and NLL.